The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this bright, early 6 a.m. I'm sure you got the coffee going, tea going, I don't know, toast, eggs, bacon, I don't know, you got all those things going. I hope you have a great Sunday morning. I'm glad you're spending with us every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. For the next 30 minutes, we always try to give the best information that's out there when it comes to investments, retirement, insurance, and so forth. And now we have someone who's going to help tackle today's topic, life insurance and long-term care planning, and that's Les von Lesberg. Thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here.
And this is a tough topic. There's a lot of things that go on when it comes to life insurance and long-term care insurance. Some people don't want to talk about life insurance and long-term care, yet these are things that we all need for protection and so forth. And I'm sure, now how many years have you been doing this, Les? You've been at this?
About 35.
About 35 years. Okay, so you're a rookie in this business, right? So 35
years. I've got a lot to learn.
And so you've seen a lot of changes in this business. Can you kind of bring us up to date, kind of the changes in insurance? Because I know there's a lot of changes with companies coming and going, but I think maybe you could just kind of start an overview of this industry and how it's changed so much for the better, for the worse, in your 35 years of seeing this.
Well, there have been, in fact, a lot of changes. Changes have occurred, of course, in companies merging with other companies, some companies going out of business. But the major changes, I think, that affect consumers are policy design changes. Over the past decade and a half or so, there have been a number of policy designs that have been developed that have been very beneficial for consumers. One of them is called a universal life with a no-lapse guarantee. People very often want their insurance protection to last for a long time, and they don't want to have to put a lot of money into their policies to build up a lot of cash value, because the benefit they ultimately get will be their own cash value. So what these universal life policies with a no-lapse guarantee do is they focus on providing life insurance without a lot of cash buildup, and this can control costs for people. And these policies can be set up with guaranteed premiums, which, as long as they're paid on time, will guarantee that the insurance coverage will stay in place as long as the person buying it wants it to be there, all the way out to age 120, if they want to absolutely guarantee that they'll get the coverage.
So in 35 years ago, I guess, when you started in the business, they didn't have these type of programs, universal life, that kind of was like kind of permanent insurance with a lower, with kind of less premium, because it's not about the cash buildup.
Right. When I began in the insurance business, there were basically two kinds of insurance that were popular. One was whole life insurance, which had a very reasonable premium, levelized over the life of the contract, built up a guaranteed amount of cash value very slowly, and wind up with a policy in that scenario with cash value equal to the death benefit when you reach somewhere between 95 and 100. The other kind of insurance was term insurance. With people living longer and with life expectancies being pushed out beyond 100 in many cases, people looked for life insurance that could last forever, since the term insurance had boundaries. It couldn't last usually beyond 70 at those days for people who bought it in the community. But if you bought it in a business situation, it might last as long as age 80, but it wouldn't last into your late 80s and into your 90s, and if you live beyond 90 into 100. So these policies were designed to cover people who lived much longer and were designed to try and control the premium cost, because the longer your policy lasted, the more premium was required to keep it going, since mortality rates increase as we age.
Right. So I was going to mention to those who are just tuning in, they're listening to a GPS for Your Finances right here. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. And today we're tackling the topic, life insurance and long-term care planning, with expert Les von Lesberg, now 35 years in the business, kind of describing, like in the old days, was kind of just term insurance and petered out at 70 and that was it. And thankfully, I guess through, maybe consumers or, a whole bunch of things, lining up products with consumers, now there's more choices, from term insurance to universal life and so forth. And
that's right. That's right. And there are today a number of other policy designs that have been focusing on cash value. Universal life was a policy developed to take advantage of more market rate correlated interest rates. And there is whole life insurance that pays dividends, which allows you to build a lot of cash value. But there's also been a design now that is based more on securities. The existing kind of securities-based policy was called a variable life policy. And you can invest your premiums in various groups of securities inside the policy. A lot of people looked at that and they said, well, I'm doing that on the outside. What can I do that's different to diversify? Well, they came up with a design more recently called Indexed Universal Life, which allows you to take advantage not of a small group, relatively small group at least, of securities, but an entire index like the S&P 500. So that as the S&P 500 goes up, you'll see a generation of additional cash value in your policy. What was really attractive about these kind of policies is that they were limiting the downside. If the S&P 500 was at zero with no gain over a certain stipulated period of time, or even if it lost value, you wouldn't lose cash value. So you had a zero floor. You couldn't go below zero.
And you have some upside in case the market
does
well.
And you had some upside.
So now in this day and age, there's so many different insurance products. I'm kind of asking a lot of questions, but certainly it makes sense to review your insurance, right? So what are some reasons why you would review it? I guess my guess would be maybe lower cost or maybe same coverage, or more coverage. What are some of the reasons why one would actually want to go back and review their insurance?
Well, there are all the usual reasons related to changing life situations. As life changes, as we get older, our needs for insurance change. Whether the short-term needs or the long-term needs are there, they will change as we become more established financially, as our families grow, as we buy things like cars and incur long-term payments or homes and have long-term mortgages. Or we have children or grandchildren we want to take care of and endow with some kind of inheritance to give them a leg up in their lives. But the other issue is also that life insurance today, on the one hand, has provided, through the new designs, a lot of lifetime benefits. Historically, cash value life insurance made it possible for people to borrow money from their policies at rates that were lower than bank rates, or certain policies allowed you actually to take withdrawals. Today, there are some life insurance designs out there that make it possible for you to add riders to cover long-term care expenses with your policy death benefit, so you can get these benefits while you're alive. There are other riders called chronic care riders, which allow you to collect money from your policy in the same way. And there are also policies out there that give you opportunities at certain points down the road, regardless of how much cash value is in your policy,
right. So
to recoup all of your premiums.
Right, so there's a lot of different ways of looking at this. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finance this morning. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. The topic we're tackling is life insurance and long-term care planning. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Each Sunday right here at 6 a.m. So glad you're joining us on WHUD. Also, listen to our market reports every weekday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, at 8:25 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. We keep you plugged in what's happening with the markets. And you just heard from Mike Bennett talk about my free book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Financial Security. Now, it sells on Amazon for $17.99 and Barnes & Noble. But the early bird gets the worm. If the first 20 calls this morning, as Mike mentioned, you'll get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101. We do believe it's a perfect companion to this show that runs every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. All the themes we discuss, from retirement planning to insurance and so forth, we try to tackle that in the book. So our perfect companion is the book at 845-371-0101. We can only give out 20 free books, but 845-371-0101. And today's topic for GPS Your Finances, life insurance and long-term care planning with expert Les Lomvestberg, 35 years in the business. And we're just tackling right before the break, you know, about, you know, doing reviews and taking a look at the different things you have. And, you know, and of course, you know, things change. So you may need more coverage. Policies change. The industry has changed. Unless you were bringing up a couple of points right before we went to break about why one would want to make a review.
Right. The first thing, of course, is changes in lifestyle, life needs as we get older. The second thing is that many of the policies that have been sold over the last 15 years or so have been based on interest rates that generated cash value in the policies that needed to be generated to help pay for future expenses in the policy. This is also the case with a lot of variable policies that generated money through securities earnings. And on the one hand, we've been in a low interest rate environment for the last two decades. And secondly, we know that the securities market can be volatile. So when there are projections made when these policies were first issued, they were predicated on certain interest rates being maintained and certain earnings rates being maintained on the securities portfolios. This hasn't always happened. And particularly with those policies that were interest rate related, interest rates have generally gone down and stayed down.
Right.
So what's happened, right, a lot of that money's been lost.
Right. And I know for some people, they started projections, you know, maybe 10 years ago, they're going to get 7% a year on their cash value. And then at some point in time, then the premiums would vanish, so to speak, because you'd have enough build up, so to speak. And that hasn't happened for a lot of people because rates, as you mentioned, have kept coming down the last number of years.
That's right. For many people, they chose that kind of vanishing premium approach. Other people tried to get the lowest level premium they could. And based on a 7% return, they might have gotten a premium of X amount of dollars. But now they're probably earning somewhere around the area of 3, 3.5, maybe 4%, which means that that 7% projection, which had a certain amount of cash value in the policy to help support it to age, say, 100, may not, at the lower interest rate, have enough cash value to support it past age 75. And people are not always aware of this because there are a lot of people who don't wind up doing policy reviews.
Right. So again,
so they may have a policy that will lapse and they don't know it.
Again, it's so difficult sometimes for us. You know, we have to get back to the dentist. We have to get to the foot doctor. We have to get to the insurance person to do reviews. Mm-hmm. But these things are important, as you said, to make sure you have the right coverage. And if you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. And every Sunday, you'll find us here at 6 a.m. at 100.7 WHUD. And we think it's kind of cool that we cover different topics. And today, we have an expert to tackle life insurance and long-term care planning, going underneath the hood, trying to figure out what's under here. And Les Lomvestberg, 35 years in business, is doing just that. And he's just walked us through why you should have an insurance review. And, you know, you were mentioning before about life insurance policies, and they have different features that can pay for kind of, you know, long-term care so they arise. Can you talk more about this? Because I think there's this kind of, you know, sense that it's not related. Okay, I have life insurance here and I have long-term care insurance. But yeah, there's some planning around both of them, I would imagine.
Yes. Insurance companies many of the insurance companies have decided to add on to their policies of long-term care or chronic care riders, both of which are designed to cover long-term care expenses. In the past, though, people went to family members or friends to get care if they needed long-term care. And frequently they got their care in their homes or they got that care in the home of a family member. Well, the problem is that people have families now that are spread across the country or around the world, and they don't have the ability to draw on them for the kind of assistance they need. So what insurance companies started to do is they started to develop first individual long-term care plans, and then many of those companies found that they couldn't price their products well, and so they wound up out of the business or they raised rates. Then insurance companies said, well, let's tie these long-term care benefits to life insurance policies. And they did that because they understood life insurance much, much better than the kinds of needs that people have for long-term care. Because those things happened at home, nobody kept records on them. So they put together long-term care riders with life insurance, which was a profitable product for them, one that they could sustain and pay benefits on and meet their stockholders' needs and help to offset any expenses they might have in the long-term care side.
So when people hear about long-term care, you know, and everybody has a story, unfortunate stories, like I had a grandmother story, and other people may have a mom or dad story, so to speak, of, you know, big expenses, mom and dad sick, go to a nursing home and so forth. I guess, you know, but long-term care is not just about getting life insurance and long-term care policies, right? There's other planning around this potential disaster, I guess, or financial disaster for one's family.
Absolutely. Long-term care is not just about insurance. Long-term care planning is not about insurance alone. What you need to do with a long-term care plan is you need to determine first what kind of personal assets you might have to pay for long-term care. And you have to remember that if you do this kind of planning, you have to take into account the fact that if you're a couple, there may be one person in that couple who needs long-term care, and the other will be entirely healthy. So you have to look down the road and say, do we have enough money to support the lifestyle of the healthy person while paying these additional long-term care costs? And see what kind of excess assets there are to do that. Then you have to take a look and see what kind of benefits might be available on a local, state, and federal level from the government.
Right. So you take
there are a lot of programs to help.
So there's a lot of things to take in consideration, because sometimes people hear, planning for life insurance or planning for long-term care illness, God forbid, requires just getting a policy. No, there's different steps. And we're going to pick this up, you know, this conversation about long-term care. Again, we'll talk about policies, but also talk about other ways that people can prevent a long-term care catastrophe, so to speak, or a disaster, a financial disaster for one's family. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We're here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on WHUD 100.7. Also, listen to our market update reports every weekday, Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. from Mahoney Asset Management. And you just heard from Mike Bennett talk about my free book, Life on Your Terms, GPS Guide to Financial Mobility. Now, what we're looking at here is that book sells on Amazon for $17.99 and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But since you're the early bird, you listen to WHD bright and early, the first 20 calls will get the book for free. And that's 845-371-0101. Again, that's Ken Mahoney's free book, 845-371-0101. 0101. We think it's a perfect companion to the show, all the topics that we cover every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. But again, we can only offer the first 20 calls. So first 20 calls this morning at 845-371-0101. We'll get the book for free. And we're just tackling the topic, you know, those little easy topics, you know, this morning. Life insurance and long-term care planning is some of the big topics, pretty hard to take bites out of. But if anyone can help us understand this better, it's Les Lavesberg, 35 years in the business. And right before the break, he was telling us about long-term care and that you don't necessarily have to buy long-term care insurance to protect yourself against long-term care illness. And I was hoping you could pick up the conversation right from that point.
Right. Along with looking at your personal assets to see what might be available to help pay for those expenses as they arise, along with looking at government-based resources, local, state, and federal, what really is most important is people need to have a reasonable and honest assessment of what kind of personal help they can get. Very often I sit in front of people and I see a 110-pound person and a 190-pound person. And they look at each other and say, honey, I will take care of you no matter what happens. And the other person says, I will do the same for you. And this is true deeply in their hearts. The problem is, how do you take a 190-pound person and move them around if you're only 110 pounds?
True.
What happens if that person slips in the shower? How do you pick them up? There are reasonable expectations that couples can have of one another, and there are unreasonable expectations, and these sometimes extend to children.
The intention is, hey, we want to, of course, help mom or dad or help my husband or help my wife. But in this practicality, the example you gave, it's not that easy. And yet we want to do that. We want to help our loved ones. But you're saying
sure.
In some cases it's not practical.
Yeah. Children may live far away. They may have children of their own. They may have jobs. They may have other obligations. How do they give up their lives to take care of a parent? It's very difficult for those things to be understood and appreciated because they make people sad, for one thing. Gee, these were our expectations. We always expected the kids to do this, but they can't because they're in California and we're in New Jersey or New York.
Sure. And there's a lot of factors like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, and people need to consider the potential for downsizing if they're living in a house, moving to a condo, a rental unit. Does that make sense for them to make it possible to remain independent and out of any kind of facility that would take care of them? And after all of these options are looked at, people then should learn about long-term care insurance options. The important thing is that people make informed decisions, that they know all the information they need to sit back and say, okay, I'm going to consider all of this, I'm going to make a decision. And when people make informed decisions, those decisions are more likely to be good decisions than decisions that are either entirely emotionally based or are made on the spur of the moment.
And not getting enough information. If you're just tuning in at home, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning right here on WHD at 6 a.m. And I'm glad you're joining us this bright early this morning. Hopefully you still got the coffee and tea going. Les is helping us out understand life insurance and long-term care planning. You know, one thing I hear, Les, about long-term care a lot, you know, people talk about it and say, hey, I like the idea. I think it's great, but it's so expensive. You know, my friends just got it, or some family members just got it, and long-term care is so expensive. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, cost is an issue. And what my thinking is at this point is that people should begin to plan for long-term care planning the way they plan for disability planning and for long-term life insurance needs. They should start early, and they should use a variety of approaches if they use insurance coverage.
Okay, I'm sorry, so you say start early. Give me an age range.
Yeah, people around 40.
Okay.
Because most of the companies make all of their benefits accessible at age 40. If you're 35, there are certain things you can't get. If you're 28, there are places where you can't even buy certain products. But when you get to be around 40, all the products are available to you. So if you're looking at that as a possible part of your planning, you can use various kinds of products to create, in a sense, a portfolio of long-term care benefits.
Right. So earliest, let's say it's 40 years old. What's the latest, you know, that someone could say, okay, you know what, it's because I'm too old to be cost prohibitive to get a long-term care policy. I mean, is there such an age for that?
Well, most of the companies will provide long-term care benefits either associated with life insurance or on a standalone basis, a policy that just provides long-term care benefits through at least 75 to 80.
Okay.
The real problem is that when you get out that far, the cost is really prohibitive.
Right, I can imagine.
People say, oh, well, I've got X amount of thousands of dollars, and it may sound like a lot of money. It may be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. But they go to buy a product, and the benefit that they can buy at that age is severely limited, both in terms of how much they might get for daily care and how long that would pay. That's why it's good to do something early, to diversify the sources from which you might get long-term care benefits. And because these things are tied to life insurance and also to fixed annuity products, there are fixed annuity products out there where your money will earn something as time goes on, and you'll still be able to access it on an advantaged basis, a tax-advantaged basis, to cover long-term care expenses. People can use a variety of those products to spread their risk of increase in the future, and also to get some other benefits, like with the life insurance. Instead of having a life insurance policy without a long-term care rider, get a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider.
Right, so there's so many different choices, and we have to wrap this up just in a few short seconds, but what's your advice to the person who's listening to the show, and as a starting point, what's the kind of just general advice to kind of really start looking at this, get underneath the hood and see whether you have the right type of vehicles?
My general advice would be to engage in a review, a long-term care or a life insurance review. One, to make sure your policy, if it's a life insurance policy, is going to do what it was supposed to do. And if you're looking at long-term care planning, to sit down and start to do that with a professional who can guide you through the process.
Great. That's great. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Go through a professional. We always say that way. If you're doing a will, go to someone who does wills all day long. If you're going to do investments, retirement, of course, if insurance, someone that can review those type of things. So I really appreciate, Les, you being on here for life insurance and long-term care planning on today's GPS for Your Finances. And hope to find you next Sunday right here at 100.7 WHD. Until then, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.